For over 30 days, the Congress of the United States and the President have been trying to get a compromise. Not every solution is a compromise. That's why it's so difficult. It's like the husband and wife who couldn't decide whether they would go skiing or go to the beach. And they finally reached a compromise where the husband could bring his skis to the beach. Not every compromise gives you exactly what you want. Imagine how often young children in school are taunted. Oh, you go to church, you're religious. That's so old-fashioned. But if you get a desk that's 200 years old, they go, that's so valuable. That's an antique. People confuse the value of things sometimes just because of their age. You rarely have someone say, look at the prison. People steal, lie, cheat, and hurt other people. What an old-fashioned place. Did you ever notice that people never call criminal activity old-fashioned? Or people bully other children in school? No one says, boy, that kid is so old-fashioned. They've been bullying for thousands of years, and he's still doing it. But sometimes for religion, they say, how old-fashioned? Learn to use your mind. Don't say it's good because it's old, and don't say it's bad because it's not old. Ask yourself the question, is it good? Regardless of the situation, if something that you at home decided is good for you, don't let other people make fun of your decisions just because they think it's bad. Because they will use words like old-fashioned. They will use words like it's part of the past. And none of that means anything. God gave us a brain to decide. Should I compromise in this situation? Or should I say, maybe my religion isn't wrong. Maybe this society is wrong. Maybe my friends have decided to do something wrong, and that's also old-fashioned, but it's old-fashioned and it's wrong. Well, I know this kind of talk can be confusing, but the point of the sermon is this. You decide what's right for you. Let your religion, your faith, and the scriptures guide you. And never listen to people who sometimes, because of carelessness, sometimes because of jealousy, want to put you down because they don't want to try to make their life better. Don't do it because you're angry. Don't do it because you want revenge. Do everything you decide because you say, this is right for my life. This is the best way to live. Let other people laugh. Let other people criticize you. Because whatever happens, you are the only one who will live your life, and your choices will make your life better or make your life worse. So a true friend will always help you. A person who doesn't care about you may laugh, may criticize, but when you go back to your home, think to yourself, I will make the choices because all these other people will never live my life for me. I will live my life. Make good choices, even if they're old-fashioned. Christos Christaicho.